Good morning, listeners, and welcome to day 1630 of Mercury, a broadcast of hope. I'm Agnes Drew, and today I have Jennifer Long in studio with me. How are you and your family, Jennifer?
We are all doing well. Thank you for asking. I feel like my answer is always the same. Francis and Josh are growing like weeds. They've developed so much since this thing got started. I mean, it's not unexpected considering how many years we've been in this, and I'm sure most parents feel like this regardless of the circumstances in which they are trying to raise their kids. The years really do go by fast.
I'm glad you made it over today. You said you have something for the broadcast today.
I do! I was cleaning out some things last week and I came across this.
Oh, I remember that. Oh my goodness. It's dated March 23rd, 2019. That's 3 years ago yesterday.
When I found it, I realized that we were within days of being exactly 3 years from when we did it. Seemed like perfect timing to do it again and see how things have changed.
Listeners, what we're looking at is an interview that Jennifer did with her daughter Frances when she was 5 years old. These answers were absolutely adorable. Jennifer shared it on the air. I wonder if any of our listeners remember that.
I thought it would be fun to share the updated interview today. Would you read her answers like you did last time?
I would love to.
Okay, here we go. What is your name?
Frances.
How old are you?
I'm 8.
What's my name?
Jennifer Long.
How old am I?
I don't remember.
How old is Granny?
She's older than you because she's your mom.
What is something you miss about before we moved to the lighthouse?
Before? I don't know. That was before Daddy died too, right?
That's right. Do you miss him?
I don't remember him very much, but I miss him.
What is something that makes you happy?
Playdates with Ilsa. She's my friend. She lives on shore with her daddies.
What's your favorite food?
Remember that one time Granny made cookies? Those were my favorite. We never get to make stuff like that because sugar is hard to get.
What makes you laugh?
Josh. Josh is always funny.
What makes Mommy laugh?
Josh makes you laugh too.
What is something you are good at?
I'm good at helping Granny. She always needs my help with stuff she's doing.
What is something that makes you sad?
What makes me sad is when other people are sad. I don't like it when you are sad about something or when Ilsa's daddy is sad about something. Grown-ups don't like kids to see when they're sad because they know it makes us sad too. But we can tell. And it makes us sad.
What is something that makes you scared?
When there's a storm that's loud and the waves are loud and hit the lighthouse real hard.
What is something that you like to do?
I like reading and helping you and Granny.
What is something that Granny likes to do?
She likes to cook.
Is there something you want Agnes to tell the listeners?
Tell Agnes that I need some more books. I really liked the last one she gave me. And if she has any about horses, I want to read those.
What's something I say a lot?
That you love me.
How much do I love you?
Bunches and bunches.
Well, Agnes, what do you think?
I love how some things are completely the same and other things are totally different. That Josh still makes her laugh, and that she still loves to read. And what else? Storms. I guess she's always been scared of storms.
That's an interesting one. She was scared of them when she was little, but had been getting over it. In fact, she had gotten to where she could sleep through the night if it was storming and not end up in my bed quivering until that rogue wave hit us. Do you remember that? Since then, storms have been a source of anxiety for her again. She handles it better now than she used to, but she still needs cuddles sometimes, which I always give.
I like how thoughtful her answer was about what makes her sad. Last time, she just said sad things, but this time her answer showed empathy. Other people being sad is what makes her sad now.
She's always been caring. She's always had a certain amount of empathy, but it really has come out more and more as she grows and matures. She's still very much a little kid in so many ways, but in other ways, she is very mature for her age, like in her care and concerns for others.
Do you think she'll ever want to come over and come on the air with us?
I think she will, at some point, but not yet. I asked if she wanted to today with this, but that's when her shyness comes out. One of the downsides that comes with the safety of living offshore at the lighthouse is how limited my daughter's contact has been with the outside world. I worry about it sometimes, but overall, I think it's worth it. I'd rather keep her safe. There will be plenty of time for her to face the harsh realities of life. I'm okay with her childhood being a little sheltered for now.
I think she's doing great. You're doing great, Jennifer. I'm glad that we get to be part of her life and see her growing up. Thank you for sharing this with us today. Would you do the honors of signing us out?
For Mercury, a broadcast of hope, I'm Jennifer Long with Agnes Drew. Take care of each other.